ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Big news coming through this week with the Commonwealth Games returning to India. Remember Delhi back in 2010? Amazing to think that 20 years would have passed by the time that Ahmedabad is going to host the next edition of the Games after Glasgow next year. Also during the week, there's a new president of Commonwealth Sport, and he joins us to not only introduce himself but to speak about the developments in a movement which we know has had its ups and downs of recent times. He's from Uganda. His name is Dr. Donald Rukare, and it's a pleasure to have him on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Joining us from the UK, Doctor, welcome, congratulations, and what a huge week it's been for Commonwealth Sport.
Well, thank you very much, Quinton, and it's great to speak to you from the cold city of Glasgow, and it's a pleasure to be speaking to all the great listeners of ABC, so thank you for hosting me.
An absolute pleasure. And I think right off the top, in this part of the world, we're still a little bit shy when it comes to speaking about the Commonwealth Games because of the absolute turmoil that Melbourne's decision put the movement in a couple of years ago. But you're ready to go with Glasgow, and now you go back to India. This is an amazing turnaround for the Commonwealth Games movement.
It is indeed, Quinton. As you know, yeah, we were a bit, shaken a bit by the news coming out of your neck of the woods in 2023. But we're happy to say that following that, we're able to sit with the board and under our new strategy, which is Commonwealth Unite. And under that strategy, Quinton, you probably appreciate that we looked at a games reset and refresh. And on the back of that, we then saw an unprecedented level of interest, close to five countries putting up their hand for 2030, which happened to be our centenary games. And we're happy to report that on the 26th, the recommendation to our 74 members was unanimously agreed. And here we are, 2030, our centenary games will be back in India 20 years later. As we know it, definitely there's a silver lining, and we leave Glasgow with a renewed sense of optimism that the movement is on a positive trajectory.
It's an extraordinary announcement, knowing the sheer size and growth of India, the nation, India as a sporting area as well. Yet there is obviously the memories of the Delhi Games, which were marred in a number of areas. So why now to go back to India for the Commonwealth Games?
Good question, Quinton. Why now? It's 20 years later. India is a substantially different place from 2010 when it happened. And there is no doubt that there is a strong commitment, a strong understanding from all the various actors within India, right from the government, right to the state, right to the Commonwealth Games India. The underwrite that we have from the government, and also a very, let's say, good understanding of what went wrong or what needs to be worked on. Mm. And in this version of the games, we are co-creating this program under our reset agenda, and we believe that working with India, there will be no doubt that the games in 2030 will be exceedingly great.
And dare I suggest, you're hearing, by the way, from Dr. Donald Rukare, who is the new president of Commonwealth Sport, in the wake of Ahmedabad in India being given the games in 2030. I think this is probably two very ambitious bodies coming together. You needed to find a way to burst out of the tough times, because not only was there the issue with Melbourne, but before Birmingham, you had Cape Town and South Africa be awarded the games and pull out. So you've had issues in that regard, but you go to a part of the world where our cricket fans know that Narendra Modi, the president, Gujarat is his home state. He's built that magnificent stadium in Ahmedabad, more than 100,000, which hosted the Cricket World Cup final. So I think you've got a bold person in that part of the world trying to not only stamp sport in that area, but there's talk of India bidding for the 2036 Olympics as well. So yeah, is it fair to say, Doctor, that India needs to prove itself to the world, and the Commonwealth Games can do that, and the Commonwealth Games needs to prove itself to world sport that you're still a relevant force, and that's why we've come to this decision for 2030 to go to Ahmedabad.
I don't think it's about wanting to prove ourselves, but it's more like saying that we are looking at what we call our games pipeline, Quinton. We're saying we left 2023 with a bit of uncertainty. 2026 is happening. 2030 is, we now have what we call the games pipeline, Quinton. Mm-hmm. So within the games pipeline, 2030 is happening. We have the youth games in Malta locked in 2027. 2030 is now locked in with Ahmedabad. We also have a number of countries that are interested in the 2034 games. So overall, the trajectory, the direction of travel is positive, and we'd like to ride this momentum to ensure that the Commonwealth Games, as we step into the new, let's say, new phase, when we'll be getting to 100 years in 2030. And this is a time, as I said, to reset, refresh. And we believe that the games are solid, the interest from all our nations within this reset strategy. And we're trying to move away from a prescriptive model to a co-creation model. And this is something which not only we are grappling with, but all the multiple sport organizations are saying, how do we pivot to make the games relevant, sustainable, and altogether manageable for both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rakare of Uganda is your guest on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quinton Hull. He's the new president of Commonwealth Sport. And I see that you haven't, at this stage, looked to go back to the 20 sports that you had in Birmingham. Of course, we know of the cut down to 10 sports in Glasgow. So you're thinking 15 to 17 sports, and the likes of gymnastics is going to return. I see that. You've now got 8 core sports, obviously athletic swimming, table tennis, bowls, weightlifting, gymnastics, netball and boxing. So they're locked in. And then I've got a range of, well, that leaves you with scope for what sort of 7 to 9 extra sports. And you know that obviously cricket's at the top of that list if you're in that part of the world.
Well, we have what we call optional. Well, this is an evolving discussion, Quinton, in terms of, I said, the 15 to 17 is what we are looking at. And this was through an extensive consultation. We are also looking at what you're calling the optional sports, and then the traditional sports, which a host might be able to put on, taking into account the cultural specificities of a particular region or territory. But yes, we are looking at that. And I said, this is something which not only we are doing, we know that other discussions are going on with, if you wish, our complementary games organizations as well, further afield. So yes, that's what we are looking at. And we believe that eventually, in the year, we should be able to land on a solid sporting program. And don't forget that we also overlay that with a very strong para program.
Mm-hmm. Dare I say it, Dr. Rakare, this announcement, it's almost like, we hope if everything goes well in Ahmedabad, it's the phoenix rising from the ashes. There was so much concern about the future of the Commonwealth Games when Melbourne pulled out of 26. Is that feeling around the delegates of Commonwealth Sport? You've been meeting all during the week in Glasgow. Those meetings, I'd imagine, would have had a dark pall over them at different times over the last couple of years. What's the mood now?
No, again, great question, Quinton. There's no doubt that this week, despite the cold weather, this has been one, I think, the sense of optimism, the energy in the room, the radiance of that cuts across was very evident in our workshops, in our General Assembly. And as I said, we leave Glasgow with a renewed sense of optimism that we are turning a very important corner. We'll come back in July for what is promising to be an altogether brilliant Games in 2026 here in Glasgow. Building on that, we shall go to Malta for the Youth Games. Again, close to 2,000 athletes will be participating in even new sports like squash and sailing and water polo. And from there, we then begin to turn our energy and focus on working, which already is starting collaboratively. The local organizing company is already being, the elements of it being set up in India are going to start. So it's really, we're now working at full steam, and internally we are seeing how do we ensure that this post-momentum continues to ride. And we believe from that 2030 will be on, then possibly also begin to look at 2034. as I said, there are a number of countries are in the queue for this. So Quinton, in many ways, this week has been one of a renewed sense of optimism, and we leave on a very happy note.
It's a pleasure to have a chat to you. And once again, congratulations, Dr. Rakare, on being appointed as the new president of Commonwealth Sport. It's a very busy portfolio you have. I see that you're also president of Uganda's Olympic Committee and chair of the National Council of Sports in Uganda. So it's another great step on your journey to ensure that your country is well placed in the world of sport. And boy, it's quite the move. We hope it goes well. I'm sure there'll be plenty of stories to tell before we get to Ahmedabad. But I have to ask you now: these guys aren't pulling out, are they?
No, I don't think this is the right time to ask that question. Right now, we have signed up with India, and we believe that 2030 is going to be a true celebration of our centenary games, and we look forward to going back to India in 2030. So, at this point, it's all systems go. We are looking now at Glasgow 26, as I said, the core youth games, and no doubt 2030 is going to be a true celebration of our 100 years of existence, and we believe we shall march into the future with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, we don't want these things happening in threes. It's happened twice, and that's quite enough. Thank you, Dr. Rakare, after a busy week, to share some time with us on Summer Grandstand.
Thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day.